Report.
It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7, Richland Center, where it's time for an update from ABC News, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, quilt and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 39 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A 49-year-old man arrested with a loaded gun outside a Trump rally in California has been released on bail.
He was eventually booked into jail on those charges, and eventually he was released. He will have to further his court case in the future.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man was a member of a far-right fringe group that doesn't recognize federal government. Sources say the Secret Service believes it is unlikely he was targeting Trump since he was a major Trump supporter. An Israeli airstrike on a hospital courtyard in Gaza has left four people dead and triggered a fire that swept through a tent camp that had been set up for those who had been displaced from their homes. Dozens were severely burned. The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics awarded to a trio of economists who delved into the differences in prosperity between nations and researched more about why some countries fail and others succeed. This is ABC News. Police are still piecing together clues after a deadly home invasion outside Detroit. Here's ABC's Perry Russum with details.
Or DTE.
A suspect is on the run and another is in custody after police say the pair was caught on camera in a deadly brazen home invasion.
We're checking for gas leaks.
Surveillance video shows them posing as utility workers to get inside Hussein Murray's home in Rochester Hills, Michigan, an upscale neighborhood north of Detroit, before allegedly brutally killing him in his basement.
One suspect arrested was caught in Louisiana. The victim was the owner of a jewelry store. Police are still trying to figure out if anything was stolen. Cases of whooping cough surging across the country. The CDC now says there are four times as many cases nationwide as last year. Experts think the spike is being caused by vaccinations missed during the pandemic. And for the first time since 1960, both Army and Navy football teams are ranked in the AP Top 25. The teams are a combined 11-0 so far this season. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners, the start of school means the football season and homecoming dance is coming soon. Come on into the Creative Outlet. We have short formal dresses for the girls and dress pants and dress shirts for the guys, all at resale prices. Our convenience store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Come on in and see what's new at the Creative Outlet, on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good Monday morning. We'll share with you forecast details as we move about here on this this Monday morning between 7 and 8. Lots of good stuff to tell you about. Right now it is 39 degrees.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
From now to October 15th, Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of 52 today, maybe a few sprinkles this afternoon. Isolated light showers early tonight. Partial clearing and cold, a low of 33. Partly sunny and still cool tomorrow, 52. Wednesday, 57. 66 and sunny Thursday. And 70 for Friday. 72 Saturday, 73 Sunday. Living the October dream right there. 39 is the current reading, and that is the overnight low at WRCO. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Some storms came up there on Saturday and a very blustery day on Sunday in Sextonville. Maybe that's why a little John Denver might be in order today. Yeah.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin' up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. Country boy. got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle, when the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Thank you very much, there. Yes, indeed. Well, maybe that warmed things up in Sextonville. Today, we want to congratulate Ethan Brown, who discovered the 4-H medallion Saturday at the Gotham boat landing. So great job. He wins this year, courtesy of Richland County 4-H and Richland County Extension Office, giving us that update on Saturday morning. I was getting a little worried because we were running out of clues. The other thing that I really commend Ethan on and everybody that was looking for it is I was way off. I mean, I had access to all the clues, and I'm thinking all along, well, it's at the former UW Richland campus grounds. It's at the campus. Gotta be. You know, I was way off. It was in Gotham. I'd have been searching and searching, wouldn't I? All right. And also, we heard rave reviews from those that attended the Jimmy's on Friday night. And Annie and the Crush were great as well. So hats off to the Performing Arts Council and bringing some top talent to the area. Coming up, we'll see what old Henry knows. That'll be a short broadcast. And this is Lauren Elena.
Georgia peach and some faded blue denim, jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dress to kill, to the nines. I got your back and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair, thicker than our Georgia.
Thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair, thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair, thicker.
kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom, high rise. Gimme, gimme, little rise.
Hey, ladies. Left what was that Georgia shimmy, boy shimmy, say about us country girls?
Bell bottom, high rise.
Wasn't it something about them?
To life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Rush until there's no point.
Alabama, I'm in a hurry on a Monday morning. Slow down and smell the roses. Look at the beauty of the leaves. Yeah, they're starting to turn a little bit. As I mentioned earlier today, I think they're a little confused by this weather. But we'll have a hard frost by, probably tomorrow, if not tomorrow, Wednesday morning for sure. So cover up those little plants that you still have out there, the mums and whatnot, coming up the next couple of mornings.
Sometimes people change. And not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The five-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
What's up there?
How you doing, young man?
Not bad.
You have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I got something thrown on me on Saturday there during the Ithaca Parade.
What happened?
Well, I believe it's on our Facebook page, but someone named you.
Oh, I never,
It was a sheep then.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yes. Anyway, yeah, you and Bo had a bucket of water, and then...
Was Bo going to throw that on you?
He was going to throw it, and you stopped him, and then you took a bucket of water and threw it, but it was actually confetti. So
it was pretty good, though.
It was a good trick, yeah. Somebody asked me, and I said, I didn't think it was, and then I saw a couple of little pieces of confetti fly out before you threw it, and I'm like, oof, that eased my trouble.
So next year, what we're going to do, we're going to take the confetti first, and then the water.
Oh, that'd be funny. Yeah, absolutely.
For one, for a second until I got fired.
Right.
Right. So
that night, Saturday night, after I've been on the clock for about, 18 hours or whatever, I go home and take off my shirt, you know, flex my muscles in front of the mirror. Like, hey, how you doing? And I had little confetti stuck all over my chest.
So
it went down my shirt and didn't know it.
So I got thought of then Saturday night.
Yeah, I did. And they didn't come off very well. I'm like scratching confetti off my chest. Well, what do you do?
So you took your weekly shower then?
I did.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
June was probably very happy with you.
Right. Well,
June's happy now.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
She accused me of... she accused the Packers of playing not a very good team yesterday. I said, well, I don't know. The Cardinals they got two.
Hey, here's the thing with the Cardinals. They beat San Francisco last week.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not sticking up for the Cardinals. Who did the Bears beat?
Jacksonville yesterday, wasn't it?
Really? So Jacksonville is
one and
better than Arizona?
Don't start that. I already played John Denver this morning.
Well, I'm just saying, if we're gonna call a bird, let's...
Yeah, I know. But as I always say, they beat Jacksonville.
Yeah.
As I always say, in the NFL, there's really a fine line, you know.
Yeah, they are.
And the old adage of anybody can beat anybody is true because they're all pros.
If Arizona and Jacksonville played, I believe Arizona would beat Jacksonville 10 out of 10 times.
I do too.
And Arizona's not a bad football team. They just had, how many penalties? They have 14 or 15 penalties.
13, and then fumbled or whatever. Turned it over three times.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. I've never seen Kyler Murray do that.
Right.
So, anyway, just to let people know, you know, I changed my name on my fantasy football team.
What is it now?
The Winless Wonders.
Winless Wonders. Well, I know Granny Joanne's.
She's kicking tail.
I looked at it, and she had over 1,000 points.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was, like, mumbling around about 300 or something. Mm-hmm. And, again, I think I'm going to get my lawyer to look into it, you know?
But
how can
I may win.
How can Jordan Love throw four touchdown passes, and he only gets like 300 and some points, and then other quarterbacks are up to like 400 or 500. What is it? Is it the rushing or what?
It's the rushing yards.
Oh.
And you have to, and it's how long the passes are.
Yeah.
So
I suppose.
It's over 20 or over 30, you get more points.
And I'll just to clear, I've got three Bears on my fantasy. Mama Bear, Papa Bear, baby. No, I don't. Anyway, Santos, the kicker, he's on the wire. He's going.
Yeah, mine is too today.
Well, he's a good... Santos is a good kicker.
Yeah, but...
Projected to get 78 points for me. He got 4.
Yeah, my kicker
because he missed
30.
A field goal and he had 4 extra points. But how do you only get 4 points?
Well, you're minus 3 if you miss one.
Oh, jeepers. But that would
tough
only
league,
been,
Phil.
That
tough
would
league.
Have been 7 points, man.
It's not going to help you with Granny Joanna because she kicked your tail.
I'm going to go pick up Braden Narveson.
Yeah. Yes.
Just well.
I'm winning right now.
Right. I'm
against dual threat.
Who are you beating?
A dual threat. Michael Hernan.
You're beating the college kid.
The college kid, yeah.
All right. Wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
Right. Yeah. But he's got one player left, so I'm sure I'll get beat.
Might still get beat.
Oh, he only needs 200 points.
Yeah. And you're donning a beard. What's going on?
You like that?
Is that for hunting or what is that for?
Well, no, it's for hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
There are people looking for me. They won't know who to look for.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
You're the man.
Anyway, I was talking to a religious guy, and he goes, did you know someone at WRCO is possessed by an owl?
Possessed what?
By an owl.
An owl?
Yeah. Someone here is possessed by an owl.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Somebody stole the toilet seat down at the police station the other day.
Uh-huh.
They have nothing to go on.
Yeah, now. That was one I told 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But someone here at WRCO is possessed by an owl.
An owl?
Yep.
Okay. What's the punchline?
There's no punchline.
Hmm.
I know.
You're wanting to say who.
There it is. There it is.
You want me to say
there it is. Who? It's Joanne.
I knew it was coming.
It's Joanne.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
A weasel walks into a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
The bartender goes, "Wow, I've never seen a weasel in a bar. What can I get you?" Pop goes the weasel.
Oh, hey.
Yes, they keep
coming. We'll see if there's any better ones coming up.
They won't be.
After these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Did you know, Hank, that I'm addicted to cheese?
Really?
Don't worry, it's mild.
And probably aged.
Yeah, absolutely. Lost and Found is a big thing that we do here.
Yes.
At WRCO. Did you know that there was a stolen dog collar?
No.
Police are looking for the leads.
So, yes. Along with their toilets.
Yeah, exactly.
My son got sent home from school the other day, Phil.
He did?
Yes.
I didn't know he's in school yet.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on the 17-year plan.
Well, 18-year plan.
Okay.
He's taking right after his dad. Apparently, he got sent home. He was calling the principal names, swearing at the teachers, and the final straw is when he threw his lunch on the ground and walked out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I set my son down and told him, I said, you know what? Teaching's probably not a good idea for you, son.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. After church, Hank, little Johnny, told his parents he had to go back and talk to the minister.
Oh.
So he did. He said, Pastor, I heard you say today that our bodies came from the dust. That's right, Johnny, I did, said the pastor. And I heard you say that when we die, our bodies go back to dust. And he said, yes, I'm glad you were listening, little Johnny. Why do you ask? And he said, well, you better come over to our house right away and look under the bed. There's someone either coming or going right there.
Wow. Hey, I named my toilet Jim instead of John.
Yeah, really? Why? Yeah,
that way, everyone is so impressed when I go to the gym every morning.
G-Y-M. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, anyway, I was at the mall on Sunday, Philip.
Boy, you've really been around this
week. I've been around, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got to see Santa Claus, and I told Santa.
Really?
Yeah, I told Santa I wanted a dragon.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, be realistic. And I said, okay, I'll take a girlfriend. And then he goes, oh, what color of dragon do you want?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Might have better odds,
yes.
Right?
So here's something for you and I, Philip. We see people, you know, our age mountain climbing and hiking and all
that.
I know.
Those people make me sick.
You know what? I'm really impressed if I can get my leg through my underwear every morning.
Got that right.
I have a kicker somewhere here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
All right.
So then when I was back in town at the pig there at Walmart in Baskerville, pig.
The pig?
Yeah, while shopping earlier, I picked up some chicken legs, and just before the young lady rang them up, I asked if she knew whether they were front legs or back legs. She paused for a moment and read everything she could on the package, and not finding the answer, said, I don't know, let me go ask my manager. She came back a few minutes later, looked at me, and said, not funny. I said, I'm sorry, but I thought it was. The guy behind me, laughing hysterically, blurted out, not funny, it was hilarious. If it was the front leg of a chicken or the back. That's a true story.
That's a true story.
That is a true story.
Oh, so, Hank.
Yeah.
Not funny.
Anyway, one more, Phil, and I'll let you go. I know you're busy. It's a short stint with me, is what you said earlier. My son came home after he reffed a football game on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, Dad, can we turn the heat on? And I said, no, why don't you wear that hoodie you've been wearing all summer?
Oh, yes.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind, Phil. Thank you.
Hank Bray there with his joke attempts today.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
March into savings now at All American Do It Center. Save $4 with online rebate when you buy 2 quarts of Rust-Oleum black or white paint on sale at $12.99 each before rebate. Save $10 on a 22.5-inch folding sawhorse pair, now $29.97. Or save $15 on a Black & Decker 20-volt max cordless drill kit for only $54.99. March into savings until the 24th at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from, and building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Some notes on today. Bill Haley in the comments of the height of the Rock Around the Clock fame played a concert in Lubbock, Texas. Buddy Holly was the opening act. He was unknown at the time. 1954, Cecil B. DeMille started filming the Ten Commandments movie, which went on to become a legendary movie. Michael Jackson had his first hit in 1972 as a solo artist with a song called Ben from the movie of the same name that scared me. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Kason Larson. Greetings today to those with birthdays in the area, including Lori Filia from Adam, Carlene, and Jewel. Best wishes today to Lori. Happy wishes to Johnny Clary from Grandpa and Grandma Clary. Also to Kason Larson from Park Street Christian Church. Heidi Umbehan from Dad and Mom. And to Heidi from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To Reese Whedon from St. Mary's School, and Lou Kretz, love from Paul. Steve Foyt, have a great day from your mother, brother Mike, and Ron in Verona. 63 years ago, there was snow for his birthday. Wishes going out today to others in the area, such as Lori Hesfila, and also to Meredith Bevan, from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings from Schmidwillen Hills, residents and staff, to artist Brandemuel and Jessica Pecon. Happy birthday wishes to Alyssa Good as well, from the staff and residents of Schmidwillen Hills. Bill Clone, have a great day from the family. We love you. Welcome to 6-0. Happy birthday to Bill as well. This is from daughter Becky and to Papa. Love from Rowan and Valerie as well. Hoping that you have a great birthday. Bill Clone, happy birthday from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday to Deb Fouts and Dave Ader from 18101. From the RC Lions, best greetings to Joe Durst, Karen Gilbertson, Bill Clone, and Jessica Hallett. Happy anniversary to Gretchen and Bill Richards, Darren and Elizabeth Mott, and Brian and Gina Lee Moore, who celebrate an anniversary today. Special wishes to Brian and Gina Lee Moore from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. Have an awesome birthday today, or anniversary, I should say. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Joanna Bumkamp, Everly Campbell, and also Mindy Cradwell, to Shiera Cheer and Laura Miller, and also to Troy Miller, Alyssa Wirtz. Happy anniversary to Steve and Sarah Butler, Kyle and Elizabeth Hemmersbach, to Nate and Mary McCauley, Laura and Greg Miller, to Dylan and Cindy Pulvermacher, and Tony and Amber Long. It's a big day for anniversaries today. Happy birthday from Bloom City Town Crier to Sophia Doman, to Bill Clone, Joyce Pearson, Shelley Schweiger, and happy anniversary, Brian and Gina Lee Moore. Happy anniversary to Nate and Mary McCauley from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Also to Chris and Shay Brown from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And happy anniversary wishes going out this week to Ken and Sandy Broker from the kids, Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Thank you so much for listening today. Joanne has the news coming up next. Phil Nee wishing you the best. We'll have our trivia question of the day a little bit later on this morning. A chance for you to win that and a recap of some great weekend sports, including the Riverdale Cross Country Invite, which involved a lot of area teams, and recaps of Packer and Badger wins.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 39 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Partly to mostly cloudy and chilly today, maybe a few sprinkles this afternoon, a high of 52. Tonight, isolated light showers early, partial clearing and cold, with a low of 33. Currently in Richland Center, we are at our morning low of 39 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin this week for campaign stops. The Democratic nominee will be in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and La Crosse Thursday. This is on top of a pair of stops her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will make today. An exact itinerary has not been stated. This is Harris's sixth visit to the state since she got the nomination this summer. There currently is a vacancy in Supervisory District 6 of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Those at least 18 years of age interested in being appointed as a county board supervisor from the vacant district can submit a letter of consideration to the county clerk by 4:30 Friday, October 25th. The letter should contain your name and address and a brief statement of qualifications to serve on the county board. The vacancy will be filled from the list of applicants at the first county board meeting after the expiration of the application deadline on Tuesday, November 19th at 7 in the Richland County Boardroom on the Richland County Courthouse. Submissions may be mailed to the Richland County Clerk, Post Office Box 310, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581, or email to derek.kalish@co.richland.wi.us. Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin Department of Justice stands ready to defend against challenges to election results in the state. The Democratic AG was on WISN's Upfront on Sunday. Call said two things are important. Bipartisan groups need to make clear that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that the DOJ is prepared if it needs to defend the results. Call said that while he's confident that Wisconsin election officials are going to follow the law, the Justice Department prepared to take legal action and that there could be challenges in court to the results. Call noted the DOJ prevailed in lawsuits seeking to overturn results of the 2020 presidential election and stood up to an investigation into the results led by former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. That investigation was ultimately shut down. Wisconsin hospitals are contending with a hurricane-induced shortage of IV fluids. Helene hit a Baxter International plant in North Carolina that produces much of the nation's supply of sterile intravenous fluids. Wisconsin Hospitals Association President and CEO Eric Borgerding says the impact varies, but that all of WHA's member hospitals and health systems are being affected. He said hospitals are taking various measures to conserve the supplies that they have on hand and stretch it as far as they can until Baxter or other alternatives can be stood up and made available. Borgerding said that includes some procedures that can be postponed are being postponed. He said that the hope is that will not continue for very long because there are ramifications of postponing those types of procedures. And while the Food and Drug Administration has temporarily authorized importation of IV products from Canada, China, Ireland, and the UK, Borgerding says long-term solutions are needed, including more diversification of the resources and greater ability to store them and stockpile them for these types of emergencies. You can hear WRN's full interview with Borgerding. Richland County has the availability of grant funding to support prevention, treatment, and recovery related to the opioid epidemic. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local government agencies located in and serving Richland County and its residents are eligible to apply. Funding can be requested by completing an application and submitting it to the attention of the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 October 28th. Applications will be reviewed at the Health and Community Services Committee meeting November 7th at 9:30. All applicants are required to be present at the meeting. A final review and approval by the Richland County Board of Supervisors will occur on December 10th. Questions regarding this grant and opportunity may be directed to the HHS Director, Tricia Clements, at 608-649-5935. The American Red Cross continues to work to restock critically needed blood products uncollected due to the ongoing impact of Hurricanes Helene and Milton in the southeast. Donors outside of affected areas are encouraged to make an appointment to give now and help keep the blood supply stable in the weeks to come. Blood drives will be held locally this week. Two will be held today, one from 10:30 to 4 at the Reedsburg campus and the second from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Two blood drives will be held Tuesday. The first will be held from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. The second will be held from noon to 4 at the Linden Station Fire Station. Blood drives will continue throughout the week. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. Thursday, a blood drive will be held from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok, and a blood drive will be held from 11 to 5 Friday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. A fire Saturday morning destroyed three mobile homes and damaged several vehicles in Sparta. According to fire officials, the fire started around 12:25 Saturday morning at one mobile home before spreading to two adjacent homes. Two people were taken to the hospital with cuts and burns. Neighbors broke out windows to help people get out of the burning homes. Officials didn't release the cause of the fire, but said they found where it had started. The families displaced by the fires are getting help from the Red Cross. A Wisconsin woman accused of stabbing her classmate in 2014 to please horror character Slender Man is asking a judge again to release her from a psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser filed a petition Friday seeking her release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Geiser and Anna Sawyer were 12 when they lured classmate Peyton Littner to a park. There, Geiser stabbed Littner repeatedly while Wire urged her on. They told investigators they attacked Littner to become Slenderman's servants. Geiser pleaded guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide and was sent to the psychiatric hospital. Wire pleaded guilty to attempted second-degree intentional homicide and was released from the facility in 2021. Wisconsin judicial regulators have filed a misconduct complaint against a Dane County judge who allegedly left court to try to arrest a hospitalized defendant and got into an argument with another defendant. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the State Judicial Committee filed the complaint against Ellen Burrs on Thursday. According to the complaint, Burrs left court in December 2021 to arrest a defendant who didn't show up for trial that day because he was in the hospital. The complaint also alleges that Burrs warned a defendant in a child sexual assault case in 2019 that she would remember his attempts to delay his trial if he was found guilty. The complaint accuses Burrs of violating rules requiring judges to be unbiased and treat people with dignity. A Fitchburg man convicted of a fatal shooting outside a Madison bar is going to prison. 25-year-old Caleb DiMaggio pleaded guilty to second-degree intentional homicide in the death of 44-year-old Jason Pritchard outside the Badger Tavern in May of 2023. Preliminary breath tests showed after the shooting that DiMaggio's blood alcohol concentration was nearly three times the legal limit for driving. DiMaggio was sentenced to 18 years in prison, followed by 15 years on extended supervision. A Fond du Lac County woman and three teens are accused of a poaching rampage. DNR wardens and Fond du Lac County prosecutors say the 36-year-old Campbell Sport woman and three teens killed over 100 deer between last spring and July of this year. The four were allegedly shining deer at night and shooting them, and also intentionally striking deer with vehicles. Deputies say the group would post videos and selfies with injured deer, often letting them suffer for several hours. Multiple charges are being filed, including mistreatment of animals, obstruction, and various hunting violations. Several streets in Richland Center will be receiving blacktop overlays this coming week, today through Friday. The streets to be worked on are Hillside Drive from North Fern to the end of the street, North Fern Street from Hillside Drive to the east side of Hardy Drive, South Park Street from TKS to East Kinder Street, East Gage Street from Sextonville Road to South Sheldon, Leona Avenue from West Hazeltine Street to 700 Driveway, and West Kinder Street from Leona Avenue to the end of the street. No parking signs have been posted.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Monday, October 14th. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center and Cuba City, died Tuesday at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomania are assisting the family of James V. Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center, died October 6th. In lieu of a service at this time, the family invites you to honor Dave by making a donation to Grace. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center. Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub, Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca. Mary Pine, 88, of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Manor. Funeral services are pending with the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home for Mary Pine, 88, of Lone Rock.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department. Ace.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.